This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the measures moving through the upper chamber.
Senate Bill 434.
The week began with discussion on a measure aimed at school transportation. Senate Bill 434 seeks to let school districts move foundation funding money to pay for buses under certain conditions. Sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, tells his colleagues transportation funding has been declining for 15 years.
48% of the school transportation funding came from the state. In 2015, only 19.8%. Last year, 16%.
During discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton said education funding is yet to be determined for next year since the Missouri House of Representatives still has the budget.
A lot harder still to suggest what it is one would cut instead.
Senate Bill 434 received preliminary Missouri Senate approval on Monday evening. It was then sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on Thursday morning.
Senate Bill number 6-7.
Women's health also took center stage this week.
Thank you, Mr. President.
In addition to Senate Bill 41, a measure that would provide protection for alternatives to abortion agencies, time was spent on Senate Bill 67. Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis is the sponsor and says his proposal seeks to modify provisions of law relating to abortion, including donation of fetal tissue, tissue reports, abortion reports, employee disclosure policies, and abortion facility inspections.
It ensures that clinic inspections be performed yearly.
Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City then went through the measure with the sponsor.
Everything else that she has to go through in her process, and I trust and believe in her and her to make the best decision.
Both Senate Bills 67 and 41 have been set aside for future discussion.
From Callaway County,
court reform makes a return to the Missouri Senate floor. This time it's in the form of Senate Bill 220. Sponsor, Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County, tells her colleagues her proposal would provide that a person who is injured by a product has 10 years after the sale or release of the product to bring a suit for damages.
That resulted from a defective or unsafe condition of said product.
Senate Bill 220 has been laid over for further discussion.
Senate Bill 373.
Another measure considered by Missouri senators is Senate Bill 373. Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City is the sponsor. Her measure would establish the Missouri Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program.
Increases the availability for more nutritious food for low-income seniors, as well as increases profitability for local farmers.
Senate Bill 373 is also set aside for future consideration. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.